Cheers.
SpongeBob, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
Well, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and that means a lot of really probably pretty poor-tasting green beer. Got any alternatives for us?
I do. I have a classic cocktail called the Tipperary.
Tipperary.
Tipperary, that's right. It's named after a town in Ireland.
Right.
Does have one green ingredient in it.
Okay.
But the drink itself is not green.
Careful now. Okay, what's the green ingredient first?
The green ingredient is green chartreuse.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of these monk-made herbal liqueurs, lots of complex flavors, and it is pretty bright green.
All right, green chartreuse, but isn't chartreuse French?
It is, but we are getting an Irish connection here. This is a cocktail that usually calls for Irish whiskey. Obviously, we don't have Irish whiskey in Michigan either. But Long Road Distillers, a couple years ago, I'm not actually sure this bottle is available anymore, made a malt whiskey. And they made that malt whiskey in the style of an Irish whiskey. So malt whiskey, just to give a little background here, means that it's been made from malted barley. As opposed to rye whiskey, which is made mostly from rye, and bourbon whiskey, which is made mostly from corn, right? So both Scotch and Irish whiskeys are made from barley. But to be a Scotch whiskey, it has to be all malted barley. To be a Irish whiskey, you only have to be some malted barley, and you can also have some unmalted barley. And that's what Long Road did with their malt whiskey that they made.
All right, how do you make this all play together nicely?
So this is basically a Manhattan variant. A lot of classic cocktail recipes that called for Irish whiskey have that form. So we're starting off with 2 ounces of our whiskey and then 3/4 of an ounce of sweet vermouth. I used Carpano Antica, but you could use any sweet vermouth that you enjoy. And then just 1/2 ounce of the green chartreuse. Going to stir that up in a mixing glass. Again, remember when you stir, you got to stir for a lot longer than you would shake for. You want to get really nice and chilled and diluted to bring out all those flavors. Strain it off into a cocktail glass and garnish it with a little lemon twist.
Oh, well, that sounds nice, and I like Manhattans. Am I going to like this?
I think so.
Well, let's see. Chartreuse scares me a little bit, but...
Well, don't be scared. So chartreuse is made by the Carthusian monks, and of course they share something in common with St. Patrick, in that he is, of course, a famous Catholic. So.
Oh, well.
Okay. We've got a couple different connections to St. Patrick's Day going on in this drink.
Let's try it. You know, for me, that's okay. And I think it's the chartreuse that's, because I'm not a big chartreuse fan. I would drink one of those, but I wouldn't ask for another one.
That's fair. I don't expect everyone to like every drink that we make. And so it makes the world go around.
I get that. And besides, you know, I don't want people to think I'll drink anything put in front of me.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.